morning. I was on holiday in Kenya in Africa. One day I found myself with ants in my pants. Every 5 minutes I was coming and going, and every time I passed three local gentlemen sitting under a tree. Eventually I stopped and looked at them, and they looked at me and we laughed. I said to them, "I suppose you think I'm daft running up and down here in front of you. On the other hand, I'm wondering what you're doing sitting there all day. What's going on?" "Oh, we're waiting to make a phone call through the operator." It was an old-fashioned system. "So how long have you been waiting?" "Oh, about 2 hours."
2 hours?
If that was in my country, you'd be threatening the operator with her job after about 2 minutes. "We think we'll come back tomorrow." Time was no obstacle to these men. They would sit there forever. I remember lying on the golden sand beach of Mombasa, looking up at the coconuts and the palm trees and the sun. It was paradise. When up came a young man trying to sell me souvenirs. It just spoiled the meditative moment. So I said to the man, out of considerateness, of course, "Look, you're wasting your time with me. Why don't you try those folk over there instead?" I think he thought I was haggling to get a lower price, so he kept on. So I said, "I'm not haggling. I really mean it. I don't want to buy anything. You're wasting your time with me." He looked at me and said, "But I'm not trying to save any time. I'm here all day, every day, and I like talking to you tourists." Well, it was a culture shock. He wasn't trying to save any time. Back home, we try to save milliseconds at the traffic lights. Why are we so governed by time? We're ruled by our watches on our wrists, our time-nagging devices, and we complain God hasn't given us enough time. How about adopting my motto about time? Don't worry, but bother. Don't worry that there's not enough time, but on the other hand, bother to use the time that we do have to the fullest.